Right. Always a pleasure to be here. Hey, let me recap real quick. The last few weeks, we've been in this series titled Unlock, and Pastor Byron has talked about generosity. And we've looked at the beginning of generosity is the tithe. Now, the tithe is just this mathematical term that means 10%. And we've looked at supporting verses from God's word that says, listen, the tithe belongs to God. So he gives us the opportunity to give back that first 10% to him as an act of worship. And so we want to make sure that everybody in the life of C3 understands the blessings that are associated with the tithe, and that when we put God first, he joins us in that area. And so we used Malachi 3 verses 9 and 10 as kind of a jumping off point. And God says in those verses that if you will bring the whole tithe, all 10%, into the storehouse. Now, the storehouse is just kind of the Old Testament version of the local church. So if you'll bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, whole tithe into the church, it's the only place in the Bible that God says, test me in this. Test me in this and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour down so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. That is the kind of life that our Heavenly Father desires for us, to be in that blessable place, to invite the provision and protection of God into our lives when we are generous, when we are just giving back what he has so graciously given us. And so that starts with the tithe, that first 10%. Then we looked at last week some generosity, so some opportunities maybe for sacrificial giving. And I want to make sure that everyone, maybe you missed the last 2 weeks, maybe you were here and haven't signed up, but you want to be a part of it. Man, we want to give you a chance to be a part of the 90-day tithe challenge. And so basically, we want everyone to experience those blessings. So here's what we're offering. If you will commit to tithe for 90 days, and if for some reason at the end of those 90 days, you do not feel like, sense that God blessed you, that you stepped into his provision and protection, we will refund every single dollar that you gave in those 90 days. And Pastor Byron last week said, I'll throw in an extra $100 too. We believe in this so much. We know God is going to use this. We've heard the stories about how God has used this in people's lives. We've heard one story last week. Someone was talking about how they literally hit submit on the 90-day tithe challenge and within seconds got two emails, business opportunities that he hadn't gotten in a long time. So God sometimes moves immediately. Some of you, you told stories about unexpected income in the last few weeks. But some of you, it hasn't been maybe a tangible financial blessing. It's just been this confidence and this peace that you finally feel knowing that you've stepped into God's protection and provision. The tithe is a powerful thing. So if you want to be a part of that, if you will just text STEP, text the word STEP to 407-559-6767. You can sign up for the 90-day tithe challenge. We would love for you to step in to that kind of blessing. And again, we've heard the stories, and I love that Pastor Byron had a chance to share his story a few weeks ago about how early on, he didn't make the tithe a priority. But once he made it a priority, God totally blessed their lives. So for me and Amanda, our story's a little bit different. We grew up in the church, and we grew up hearing about the tithe, being taught the tithe. But not only did we hear about it, we grew up in families where it was modeled for us. And so when we got married, it wasn't even a point of discussion. We just knew that we were going to tithe. And so we've been married for 20 plus years, and as we look back, it is amazing how God has blessed us, sometimes in small ways, and sometimes in really big ways. And I want to share one of those really big ways. It was 2008. We've got three children. And at that time, our kids were 6, 4, and we had Jackson, who had just turned 1. And it was our desire to make sure that Amanda could stay home when our kids were younger. And so we'd been doing this for 6 years, and we were getting to the point where our budget was getting pretty stretched. Like, now that we had a third child, this was getting challenging. And so as much as we didn't want her to have to go back to work full time, we had to start having those discussions. And so we're having these conversations. We know we still have to pay for childcare too, so we're trying to weigh, how are we going to make this work? But we knew we were running out of money, and we just couldn't find the money in our budget. About that same time, we got word that my Uncle Joe, who is my great uncle, lives in Atlanta. He was the CEO and founder of one of the largest chicken companies in America. that he had passed away. And Uncle Joe and Aunt Carrie were two of my favorite people in all the world. Like, they were so generous, so nice. I grew up going to their home in Atlanta. I learned to water ski on Lake Lanier. Uncle Joe would drive the boat. You just always felt safe, always felt comfortable in their presence. So about a month later, after we're kind of heartbroken over this news, I get this letter in the mail, and it's from the estate of Joseph Hatfield. And I'm like, why are we getting a letter? So I open it, and I realize we are in his will. And I'm like, hey, have you ever done those family tree-like projects with your kids? Maybe you've done it. You've got the poster board, and you start with the grandparents or whoever, and you kind of work your way down. Remember, I'm